wonderful people, and welcome to an entirely new season of Today Uncovered. This is exciting, guys, and thank you so much for the feedback on the little trailer I made. So guys, as you can see, I have updated. I've got visuals now, so you can actually see what your host looks like. So I am Amy, I'm host of Today Uncovered. Now, for those of you who have been following me in previous seasons, this season three, I believe we're on, will be a bit different. So whereas before I used to have different guests on and speak to them about their life experiences, this will be mainly me just bringing you up to speed and up to date with all the craziness that's going on in our world, guys. And trust me, there is a whole load of craziness. You need to get a load of what I have lined up for you guys, okay? All right, so every now and then, like I said, there might be a few people on who are perhaps relevant to the topic that I'll be discussing on the day that will come share their opinions, hopefully experts, maybe people in the stories. Won't that be amazing? But mainly, again, it will just be myself and you. Okay, so what I want to do is really bring you the latest in politics, current affairs, and politics and current affairs basically. And culture, obviously, yes, because I see the three as being interlinked, okay? So, bear with me. I have a few different screens in front of me, so I will try and look at you as much as possible, but every now and then I will have to switch. But we will get the hang of this. This is my first rodeo visual podcast. Let's see how we go. Hopefully it works, and then we can continue. If not, maybe we'll go back to audio. Okay, so people... Yeah, I've just found that a lot of people are asking, why is the government doing this? How come this new law is coming? Or somebody will say, oh, I hear from next week, we all have to do this. And I feel as though a lot of people live in their own little bubbles of me, myself, and my family. And it's a fictitious bubble. That doesn't really exist. But I think it helps them cope because there's so much to do in life, right? From the kids to work, whether you're renting, whether you've got a mortgage, whatever it is, whether you're a student, there's a lot. The exams every few minutes, well, every few months, but life is moving at a fast pace. So I think people can feel as though they cannot cope with any more stresses or any more drama. So it's really just about them, their family, and that's it. But the truth is, you don't live in a bubble, and there are things going on around you, and you're not safe in your own little bubble. And if you don't inform yourself on what is actually going on, you'll become a victim of circumstance. And I find a lot of people are, hence why they'll make statements like, oh, apparently we have to do this next month, or apparently we don't have a choice in this. But the truth is, if you would have followed the story from its inception, you would have had a choice in how the narrative would have gone. As a result, you would also have a choice in how society, or which way society goes, okay? Because you're seeing these things from inception, and you are society, right? So you're able to give an opinion, you're able to think through things, and you're not just taking everything you're fed. So part of my aim in these new episodes is to really inform and educate, hopefully entertain. And look, you guys will be so entertained because some of the things are just laughable, honestly. But what I would also love to hear from you guys is feedback. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of a world where people cannot disagree openly and not be called an ism or a bigot or like a fascist or whatever. You know, there are all these terms that have replaced good conversation, and I miss that personally, because you learn so much from each other. So what I'm saying is, you guys are probably not going to agree with a lot of stuff I say, and that's fine. That's the whole point. It's a place for discussion. So set the comments in fire. Well, not literally. But yeah, let me know what you think about stuff, why you don't agree. Like, the only thing that won't be entertained here is just, outright abuse. But put up a good argument for yourself. Set up a good opposition to my point. If you don't agree, why? Maybe I can learn something from you. Maybe other people can learn something from you. Or maybe you do agree. You'd agree from for completely different reasons as to why I agree. My point is, guys, don't be shy. Discuss in the comments. And yeah, let's see what we can learn from each other. Okay, so before I jump in, let me see if there's anything I've missed. Guys, we are on YouTube now, because I wasn't before. So do subscribe. And obviously I am on Instagram, Facebook, and all the other stuff. You'll probably be listening to me on Spotify as well. Okay. So I think it's time that we shoot right in to our topics of the week. So guys, I'll try to come to you every week. That's the plan. And what I'll do is I'll figure out some of the most interesting topics that have come that I've come across in the week. And if you've seen anything, please do definitely let me know in the comments and I'll try and research that as well. So I found it a bit difficult preparing enough to fit into today's show. Like I said, there's just too much going on and I only want to keep these to about half an hour. So these are the eyebrow raising ones that I found. Firstly, okay, so firstly, I don't know how many of you guys remember Barbie. I do, because I played with a lot of Barbies growing up. You've got like the whole Barbie playhouse and all of that. Great, right? Most of us ladies may have good memories of playing with a Barbie. So now there is a new Barbie movie out. I don't know how many of you guys have seen that, but just like any other childhood memory or like just like any other childhood toy, you know, if something comes out, you want to see what the update to it is, because it gives you good fuzzy memories of your childhood and stuff like that. Well, I do anyway. So I was excited when I heard there was a new Barbie movie out. But then I've been seeing the reviews and I was like, well, a bit disappointed. But without further ado, what I will do right now is play you a review of the Barbie movie. I haven't seen it myself based on the review. I probably don't want to see it myself, but here you are, guys. Enjoy.
So Dr. Bear, a lot of people out there, they might be wondering about this Barbie movie. They're seeing the advertisements, the trailer, and they're thinking, huh, should I take my daughter to see this movie? You have an article over at Movie Guide, the organization. You have an article there that it's titled, Warning, Don't Take Your Daughter to Barbie. And so what was it that led to that determination?
Well, frankly, we saw the movie on Sunday night, and the movie is worse than you could possibly expect. It's hardcore propaganda. We're not allowed to release a review until 2 days before, so they have it embargoed. So we see a lot of movies early. We write the reviews, and then we wait. So that's part of life in the big city of Hollywood. But Barbie just is terrible. The first few minutes, it's got a bunch of little girls playing with little baby dolls. Now, I've got 17 grandchildren, and the most of them are little girls, and they love playing with baby dolls. And the girls take the baby dolls and bash them and slap them, and we don't have to, and say we don't have to be mothers anymore. In Barbie Land, men are the problem with all of society. It's hardcore feminist. So they've banished men so they have a better life. In fact, you know, Ken is the villain in the movie. And Barbie has to leave because she's not adapting to, you know, this hate of the patriarchal society, although she hates Ken. So men are the villain, and trans, you know, there are a couple of trans people playing characters, Barbies. So, you know, men play better Barbies than women play Barbies, by the way. So you should tell your little girls that, that if you want to be Barbie, you want to be a swimmer, you want to be anything else in society, men can be women better. That's what the movie's saying. So the doctor in the movie, Dr. Barbie, is a trans, and he was quoted in his interview of saying that this movie is candy with a little bit of poison. And other member, the other trans person, said this is going to finish the gender conversation forever, because all the little kids who see it are going to realize that you don't have to be women to be women. If there are women, which is really weird to me, because I'm you know, 77 years old. So, you know, I still believe that our DNA and everything else says that, you know, I'm a man.
You follow the science, Doctor.
So there you have it, the new Barbie movie. So my question to you is simple. Would you guys take your daughters to see that movie? Look, I don't know what is going on, but from the gentleman we were listening to who is being interviewed by CBN News, he's a film reviewer. He tends to do a lot of those. His name is Tim Bayer. And from his from his summary, the movie probably isn't worth seeing if if you want your children to have a normal upbringing. I don't know, guys. Tell me what you think in the comments. But am I the only one who feels our society has become ultra feminine, and men and masculinity is being demonized? And I personally just cannot get on that wave. I believe that there are biological differences between a male and a female, and it's the yin and yang of those that make a beautiful society to function. I don't think society should be overly masculine or overly feminine, but it's the beauty in learning how to complement each other that, or it is, yeah, it's the skill in learning how to complement each other, sorry, that brings out the beauty in society. So I feel perhaps in the 70s and 80s, maybe culture was more masculine. You see a lot of abuse against women and stuff like this, and maybe more chauvinist behavior. But right now, I'm seeing a lot of femininity, and it's just too much. And I'm a female saying this, like, it is too much for me. I don't know about you guys, but it is like, it's choking me, honestly. And I think a lot of people are fed up as well. And I don't understand why we're tipping in the other direction, trying to make men feminine. Like, I'm going to read you a few facts that I found really interesting. So, did you know, where is it? So, did you know at 3 months in the womb, a girl's womb and eggs, if you're having a girl, are fully formed. So, like, long before they're even viable outside of a womb, they have everything in them for producing and nurturing, right? That's amazing. That's crazy. That's like a little tiny baby. And we're surprised when girls come out and they love to play with the baby dolls and give them kisses and feed them and, you know, do all of this. Like, I have a young son, and when I go to groups where they're both girls, little girls and boys, it's funny to see. You just leave them in a room and they just gravitate to certain toys. The girls are so interested in the dolls and all of that. And the boys are interested in the trucks or running about or like jumping or just, you know, being boisterous. But there we have it. Like, biologically, we can see that there is an innate yearning to nurture, innate just like you're innately you're innately made to nurture, basically, as a woman. Okay, I'm not saying all women are nurturing, but if we were to look at statistical and psychological studies, I'm sure we will find that majority of women are on the nurturing level, right? And obviously, to every rule there is an exception, so there will be a few that deviate from that, but still. And then another interesting fact. Did you know that when you're pregnant, or when a woman is pregnant with a boy, in the first 3 to 6 months, this is crazy, yeah? So you're pregnant inside the womb before the child ever comes out to see the day of light. They have a rise or an increase in testosterone levels that are the same as a boy going through puberty, maybe at 14, 16, 15 years old. Isn't that crazy? A boy in the womb is having the same peak levels of testosterone. And I think when they come out in the first 6 months, they have it as well. And then there are also some studies to show that between the ages of 3 and 4, they may also have another boost. But again, these are biological characteristics that cannot be denied. So when boys come out and they're more boisterous and they, you know, they have this amazing ball of energy, or they're more inclined to do certain things that we traditionally call masculine, it's within them. It's the code written in their DNA. So I do not understand why people are actually trying to go against that. Like, it's more difficult. And also, I don't know, guys, again, comment section, let me know. Toxic masculinity. What the heck? Like, what is that? Sorry, I do not subscribe to that silly belief at all. What I am seeing is a toxic femininity that is definitely going on in 2023. But men should be allowed to be men. Okay, I'm not saying people should be rude. I'm not, like, nobody is using this as a justification for bad behavior. Women shouldn't behave badly either, but nobody should be able to stamp on innately women, female traits. But I'm seeing that is okay within, it's okay to do that to men, right? I won't go on too much about that, but honestly, toxic masculinity is one, or should I say two words that I hate to hear, because there's no such thing in my books. But maybe you guys disagree. Let me know. But it has been used as a catchphrase of toxic masculinity and the patriarchy and all of this. And it's just like ultra feminist who, to be honest, have in this modern day destroyed everything that feminism actually was. But we won't go into that. Maybe that's a discussion for another day. But there you have it, guys. That is the new Barbie movie. You guys decide. Would you have your little girls see that movie? Apparently, there's a biological male who is also a Barbie. So obviously now Barbies are not just females. So that is interesting. And obviously, according to Ted Baer's summary, or his review of the movie, that Ken is the problem. Is that not a reflection of everything we're hearing in society today? That men are the problem. Masculinity is the problem. If you just remove men from society, if you can just feminize men, everything will be better. It's a whole load of rubbish. But the problem is, this rubbish is now being purported to young children. And God save their souls is all I can say, because why are you even posing men as villains? I find that very frustrating, that you're teaching little girls to grow up hating men, and then you're teaching men that they can be women. Look, that's the new Barbie movie, guys. Have a try of it yourselves if you're really brave. I for one, am not very interested in any of the themes in that movie. And I shall move on, because that's all I have to say regarding that, guys. So, guys, shall we move on to our next topic? The Church of England is at it again. So, I don't know how many of you guys have been following what's been going on, I guess, since end of 2022 this started, where in the ruling, what should I call it, in the ruling body of the Church of England, there's been like a lot of debate regarding even gay marriage and stuff like this, and as to what the Bible says on it, even though it's plainly written in scripture. It's not like it's not coded. You know, the things in the Bible that are coded, this isn't. So I'm not too sure what exactly they were debating on, but I think at that time the Archbishop of Canterbury, Bishop Welby, made a statement, and it was also voted on, that the Church of England can now bless gay marriages, which obviously is in opposition to the Bible. Okay, so there was a huge uproar, and I won't go into that too much. We can talk about that a bit later. But another thing has now happened. The Archbishop of York decided that that wasn't enough. Do you know what? look, okay, I'm not going to be funny. Okay, the Archbishop of York decided that that wasn't enough, okay? So what he decided to do was say, the Lord's Prayer is not good enough and it needs changing. I'm really trying to tone down my sarcasm. So guys, this is the article. It reads, the Lord's Prayer is problematic due to oppressive patriarchal reference. A leading figure in the Church of England told the General Synod that Our Father has patriarchal connotations. So here we go, let's read the article. The Lord's Prayer is problematic due to the oppressively patriarchal reference to Our Father, the Archbishop of York has suggested. The opening words of the Lord's Prayer, which have been recited by Christians for over 2,000 years, were deemed divisive. Like, guys, isn't that amazing? There seems to be this new gush of wisdom in 2023. Am I the only one who's noticed it? I think we have become the most enlightened generation ever to walk the earth, that we just need to correct everything that has ever been on this earth. Because clearly everybody who came before us was oppressive, stupid, and bigoted. So we just need to get rid of all of that and brace ourselves and the world for this new wave of wisdom, you know, of this generation in 2023. Anyway, the opening words of the Lord's Prayer, which have been recited by Christians for around 2,000 years, were deemed divisive during a meeting of the Church of England's ruling body. Stephen Cottrell, who succeeded John Sentamu at Bishopthorpe Palace in 2020, that's as the Archbishop of York, used the remainder of his speech before the General Synod to stress the need for unity. The Archbishop of York said, I know the word father is problematic for those whose experience of earthly fathers has been destructive and abusive. Wow, how compassionate. And for all of us who have labored rather too much from an oppressively patriarchal grip on life. Gosh. You know, isn't it amazing to have an Archbishop of York who is more loving and more caring than Jesus? Like, that's amazing, right? That's great. Because for those of you who don't know, the Lord's Prayer is a direct quote from the Bible. It comes from Matthew 6, 9 to 13. And I'll read it to you because these were the words of Jesus. Jesus said, say it like this. Okay? So it's a short prayer for those of you who know it. A lot of people have it memorized anyway. But it says, I'm going to read it in the NIV actually, because that's probably New International Version. That's probably an easier version to understand. So Matthew verse 6, chapter 9 to 13. Then Jesus said, this then is how you should pray. Oh, right, wait, what? Jesus said we should pray like this? But the Archbishop of York said it's deeply oppressive. Jesus, I think you're going to have to revisit this. Anyway, let's see how Jesus said we should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh, well, that's a simple prayer. But I mean, what can I say? It's 2023. And the Archbishop of York is far more generous and gracious than Jesus Christ himself. So he is suggesting an edit to the Lord's Prayer. Great. So, guys, I honestly don't understand what is going on with the ruling body of the Church of England. Now, I must say and give this disclaimer that obviously there are people within the church and other priests, you know, in different parts of England, well, in different parts of the UK, just saying, no, what are you guys doing? And fighting this, right? Because they're like, can we just leave scripture as scripture? So there is that. But unfortunately, the leaders who are making the decisions are coming up with all sorts of all sorts of stuff. I'm really having to hold my tongue here. That is not biblical. And, you know, that is okay to an extent. Like, everybody is, this is my opinion on the issue. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. Everybody is entitled to their interpretation, okay? But if you are put in that position as a bishop, you are actually a custodian and in many ways a guardian of ancient truths to that religion, okay? If you disagree with it, then leave. It's really simple, you know. Like, so many people don't agree with Christianity. Guess what? They're not Christians. It happens all across the UK. It happens all across the world. Like, because there's something called freedom of religion. So if you don't agree with it, this is, your job is not to change it. Your job is to walk away. That's all you can do. But you can't say, yeah, I don't agree with Jesus. Sorry. I find this so funny because Christianity, like Jesus Christ, based on Christ, and Christ now says, this is the only time like he really teaches his disciples how to pray. And then the one time Christ says, this is how you should pray, one guy comes along and says, no, actually, there's not enough compassion in this. I just find that really funny. But my point is, look, if you're not happy to follow Christ and his literal words, then just move away, okay? Because this is now becoming a bit of a joke. Now, it seems that the Church of England has actually lost its leadership role across the world. So the Church of England used to be part of the Global South Fellowship. Well, the Global Fellowship of Anglicans, I believe. And recently, I'll bring up the article here so you can have a look. I'll read it. It says, several Anglican bishops from Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Pacific, so majority of the world, actually it's more than two-thirds of the world, say they no longer recognize Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, as their leader. So here we go. Several Anglican bishops from Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Pacific said Monday that they no longer recognize Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, as their leader, deepening a rift within the global Anglican communion over gay marriage. Okay. Some bishops who belong to the Global South Fellowship of Anglican Churches said they no longer consider Welby to be the spiritual head of the global communion and do not regard the Church of England, which Welby heads, as the mother church of Anglicanism. So that gives you an understanding. So it really does seem as though the head, or the former head, is going its own way, and the rest of the world, thank God for that, is sticking to scripture. And I'm sure there are millions of Christians across the world who read the Bible are happy with that. But guys, I just thought I'd bring you that story. Let me know what you think. Do you think the Archbishop of York is correct? Is the word Our Father very oppressive? Gosh. And should it be rewritten? Let me know your thoughts. Anyway, look, my time is almost up, but I could not bring you this story. Guys, I told you, this what's going on in our world today is so wild. So let me take you to the Bank of England, okay? So guys, in case you're in the UK and you were worried about the cost of living crisis and you were really wondering whether those in charge of the economy are setting priorities and putting what is important to our nation as top of the agenda to curb inflation and to make life more livable in this country, I'm sure you'll be happy to know that the central bank has definitely got its priorities in check. Guys, wait for it. I feel I need a drum roll for this one. Bear with me. Here we have it. Okay. The Bank of England is offering to help its staff pay for sex change surgery that can cost more than £30,000. Okay, so the Bank of England is offering to help paid staff for sex change surgery. This told employees that they may be able to claim for the treatment of pelvic surgery for the purposes of transitioning under medical insurance provided by AXA. Such surgery can cost more than £30,000. Offering the procedure through health insurance could speed up a process that can take years on the NHS for people with gender dysphoria. End quote. A sense that a person's biological sex and gender identity are mismatched. The Bank of England updated its policy on equality for transgender, non-binary, and gender-fluid employees earlier this year. Okay, guys, so look, I just wanted to remind you that obviously our country is in absolute great hands, and the Bank of England is more interested in what genitalia its staff possesses and would personally fund their preferences should their taste of genitalia change. Isn't that amazing? Like, what else do we need to know from the Bank of England in this in this economic tense time? But look, this is also very important. So here we have it. Look, let me know what you think about this. Are you guys tired of institutions virtue signaling? You know, just trying to appear to be doing what is right. I shouldn't say what is right, but what is socially popular. Because I don't know if you guys have seen the state of the economy right now and inflation, but to be honest, you don't have to read it on a paper. You just have to go to the shops, buy some fuel, see your gas and electricity bill, and that tells you the state of the economy. Okay, but look, your Bank of England has set its priorities. This is what is most important at this time. Anyway, on that cheery note, guys, I shall see you next week. Don't forget to share your comments in the comment section. I thank you so much for spending this half hour with me. If you did enjoy this time, don't forget to subscribe to this channel on YouTube. Share, go in Instagram, Facebook. Make sure you follow us to join the community. The conversations continue there. And like I said, if there's anything interesting you see that you would like me to cover, do make sure that you drop that in the comments as well. I'll do my best to do research on those topics. Until next time, that's all from me at Today Uncovered. Thank you.